movies, mm-hmm. pop culture.
And we wander.
Oh.
Yes.
We drift off course.
We've been doing this for 2 years.
Yeah.
And we quickly realized that we don't watch that much TV.
We don't have time to watch TV.
Yeah.
There's so much content, too.
It is. It's impossible. Yeah. It's impossible.
So.
I've been watching stuff, though.
Ooh. That's nice. I have not.
House of Cards.
Haven't seen it.
Is back. I'm watching that.
Haven't seen it.
I'm catching up on The Americans.
Haven't seen it.
What else?
I'm telling you, I haven't seen it. we're basically going to highlight you as a film talent and Hollywood-y, stunt person-y type guy. And we'll just let the conversation go from there. Mm-hmm. And you're promoing, is it the 48 Hour project that mm-hmm. you're screening tomorrow?
Yep.
Cool. We'll promo that.
Cool.
Like crazy.
Awesome. Oh, cool.
Because this episode will come out at midnight.
So tonight.
Oh, yeah. Perfect. Yeah, that's perfect.
Tonight. Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
Just go in the bottle. I thought she was going to give you a mason jar.
He said he'd do the bottle, so I just give him the
bottle's good.
Hey, there you go.
If you want, I can give you the
mason jar. A boss. That's right.
Drink it like a boss. Like a boss.
Nice.
Drinking Pinot like a boss.
I think so, yeah. Are you good in there? Okay, so it is up and running. And very small disclaimer, especially since this is coming out tonight, don't say anything that you don't want the internet to know.
Absolutely, yeah.
we've had problems, but at least in those past episodes, we had time to where we could actually edit stuff out.
Yeah.
But since this is such fast, like literally by the time you get home, it'll probably be
hot off the presses.
And then we're just gonna do a little bantery intro, and then you'll know when what's up.
Whoop whoop whoop.
What's up, dude?
Yeah, right on. Right on. What is that?
What?
Is that like a dead mouse?
This hat?
No.
No.
It's just a mouse.
It's a Rhett and Link hat from the internet.
Oh, Rhett and Link. Yeah.
What's Rhett and Link?
Rhett and Link is the guys on YouTube that host Good Mythical Morning.
Oh, Rhett and Link. You're familiar with that show?
I know their names. They're YouTube guys. I don't watch their stuff, though.
Yeah. They're famous.
Jared loves it.
They're like, I'm a sucker.
There's no hey. They put out, what I've seen, they put out a great product.
It's an enjoyable thing. I love YouTube in general. That's the problem.
It's the new TV.
So what do you think about, his name being cut up? PewDiePie. You ever watch PewDiePie?
PewDiePie!
What do I think about what?
Didn't
about
he get him? Fired or something?
Like, oh, he's got a lot of controversy.
Because something
says just things. Surrounds it. And then they were changing the advertising.
Monetization.
And it's really going to affect him.
Yeah, because, yeah. So, but.
So we can't have these people making that kind of money.
Now he's being famous for being like.
A Nazi?
That was one of the things.
Wasn't it something like that?
He's a Nazi?
No, like he said something about Jews, I think.
I thought there was some kind of like Nazis.
I think it was, yeah. It was along those lines.
Who knows?
I never saw the show. No. I always thought I was always, it was one of those things where you feel old, where there's a show where a dude watches. You watch him play a video game, mm-hmm.
It's a whole genre.
Yeah, it is a genre.
Millions of people watch. It's
a genre.
Hey, that's cool.
Well, when we had Brie on, and we were talking about YouTube genres, and you're like, "What? What is
Let's
unboxing?
Plays.
Yeah. Unboxing is
like
a thing.
It's a genre,
and it's a popular. Like, if you want to get views, then get a mystery box, get like a loot crate, and you're like,
unbox it.
Watch me unbox loot crate.
Yeah,
and then here's 1,000 views just like that.
Or play video games and swear at playing video games. Yeah.
Let's play as a team. Mm-hmm. I love YouTube.
The markets are like so untapped. Like,
yeah.
You think some guy like PewDiePie or someone else is like making these videos and like, I bet you people would, I'd like to see it. Someone else would. And sure enough, people want to see it.
Not only that, but like, if you want to do anything, like, I am interested in making my own chess set. I've been interested in that forever.
That's an achievable goal, man.
Yeah. And if you just type in, like, make chess set on YouTube,
there's something there.
Hours and hours of old white dudes in their sheds in Kentucky. Like, and now I'm going to use the maple on my wood-turning lathe. And then I just sit there and I'm like, what am I watching right now? Like,
it's intriguing.
I am fascinated.
I watched Men at Arms, and they make like they make weaponry. They're yeah. like they're
now
like
is that the one where the dudes and then they like duel it out, or they like test the force of it? Like
no, they actually they take requests from users, and they and it's mostly like either movie swords or weapons or like video game weapons, and they create it in real life.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
and they don't like hack like
they hack stuff yeah in the end just to see how sharp it is, but that's. I yeah. mean, they don't test its tensile strength or anything.
I kind of remember seeing yeah. something in like a big like gelatin body.
Oh that, yeah,
like,
yeah.
To see like how you know like the force of it. And
oh, that was a TV show on Spike. Oh.
Was it was okay? That must be what I was thinking yeah. of.
And they pit okay. like a ninja versus a samurai.
Yeah, exactly.
And yeah. yeah, right.
Let's see how
a Native American versus so and so, and you're like, oh, they've got it. Like, no, the
and it's all CG and like yeah,
yeah. It's pretty cool. That was pretty cool. I mean, I only saw a little bit of it, but the concept. Which reminds me, like I can't picture American Gods. Is that the when Rachel was telling us about it?
Yeah.
I was like, I just can't even picture what the show's about. So, yeah. Which is kind of cool. So maybe I'll get to see it. Maybe you'll watch it, Jared.
That was a good one.
Shows we don't watch.
That was a good one. But anyway, are we still sponsored by Black Fan Openers? I don't even know.
Let's say we are anyway, yeah, just in case.
Go ahead, head over to blackfanoutfitters.com and check them out for all your outdoor wearable clothes that you need. Especially if you're into like water sports and things like that. They got like outdoor wear that's like UV protectant and like water wicking and all that kind of cool stuff. So check them out, blackfanoutfitters.com. Enter the promo code BINGE, B-I-N-G-E. Get 20% off your entire order for being a listener of this fine program.
Get wiki the weather water away from you. Wick the
water. Wiki wiki wick 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 the nice water plug. Away from you. Like how it went from like high to low
wiki,
to
wiki 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 wiki
wiki wiki wiki wick the water away.
Like Eddie,
like Ed, what?
Ed Grimley? No, not Ed Grimley. Who's the character Martin Short does?
Ed Grimley.
That's the the talk show host.
Oh,
Jiminy Glick. Yeah.
Dang it.
And he always got up here, and then he goes down here.
I was getting there. You beat me to the character Glick. Name.
Because I remember things. That's what I do. Remember things sure. and names and dates
yeah.
and stuff.
You're
so.
Good at that.
Oh, yeah.
Especially when Dallas is mentioning it.
So I want Dallas to know that yeah. I've remembered something.
He did.
Hi,
good
Dallas.
Job. He will be listening to this probably about a year and a half from now. No, he's not involved in it. He's not going to listen. Let's start because we have a cool guest and I want to get into that. So let's do our thing.
Let's
real
do it.
Quick.
Life's a binge. Bow, 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 bow.
Right? Yours was short and it was
high pitched. It was in.
Yep.
That was our intro. We confused everyone with that.
It's okay.
All right. It's all right. What you just heard was an incredible rendition of our theme song.
Which is us a cappella singing the Seinfeld theme song.
But in a better, more co-opted way. I don't know.
Because what's the Seinfeld theme song? A bass riff. That's about it.
A synthesizer bass.
Yeah. It's probably a real slap bass. No? You think it's synth?
I think it's a synth bass.
I bet it's a real guy that played
it
slap bass.
Sounds like slap bass, man.
I'm going to guess. So we don't know, but that'd be something to look up.
I bet you it's a real... I bet there's a guy that's like... Now he like sits in his like coffee shop in Seattle.
We don't
he's
have
like,
to bet, but...
I'm the guy that... played the Seinfeld theme song. And like he just sits in the corner. He's like, bam, bam, bam,
bam, bam, bam. I'm pretty sure, though, that it's...
Whatever.
I don't know if I'm for sure that I'm right, but I'm probably right.
Whatever. Nobody cares.
Yeah.
But we do have a really cool guest with us. Why don't you go ahead and introduce him, BJ?
Yeah, you know...
Because I'm curious to know how this whole thing panned out. Because I know this guy. I've known him for years and years and years.
Right on.
And you...
I don't, but I have known of Jay for a long time. Mm-hmm. So just, you know, it just kind of occurred to me that... Because we're always looking for guests. We've done
two years
worth, 104 episodes. And so we've had 45 guests or something like that.
Yeah.
And so... We like to have repeat guests too, you know, to talk about stuff. But it's nice to get new people out there. And then we're in San Diego, so we like to get folks who are actors, who are writers, folks who are in the arts. It's just and so involved, they can promote stuff, and also just because it makes for fun conversation, and that's what we're into. And so, so for years now, I don't know how long, but for a very long time, I've been seeing Fernando J. Huerta in a million different things. So, like, all over the place, and he's friends with a million people, and someone's like, hey, man, let's be friends, and we were friends, been friends on Facebook for a little while, but we've never met until tonight. So what a glorious night. So,
yeah, it's the first time we met.
So, but anyway, I thought it would be very cool to get Jay on and have him be a guest.
Fernando J. Huerta.
Whoop, 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 whoop.
What's your title? You're a stunt person? Or like, what's, like, what do you, you know what I mean? Like, what do you, what's your title?
I don't know, because like, since I was like, since I was 13, I made films. Like, I picked up a camera, I started filming fight scenes with my friends. When I was 8, I wanted to be a stuntman. And then shortly after that, I was like, I actually want to be an actor that does his own stunts. And then when I first picked up a camera in 97, just me and my friends messed around with that. And I just became a filmmaker.
Just ran with it, yeah.
Yeah, like it just, like I didn't, it wasn't, so cool. Yeah, it wasn't an obvious choice for me. It just naturally evolved into like, oh, I'm actually making these films. I never really got into to the technical side of it. It just happened out of necessity.
Nice. And then it just
that's cool.
Like, ran like went rampant from there.
Yeah. So I mean,
like,
I
you
do...
went to like film school and stuff, right?
No.
What'd you go to state for?
I got a theater degree.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I got a performance emphasis.
Same difference.
Yeah.
I mean, not really, but same difference.
Yeah, because you and I met in
community college
in theater.
Yep.
I took theater classes because I knew I wanted to do film acting. I was taking film classes at the time at Grossmont with the intention of getting a film degree, but you know, in order to, like, because I wanted to do acting as well, I did that, and I eventually dropped my film classes and just went full on theater because I was like, you know what, I make films with my friends all the time.
Yeah,
why
do I
need
to
learn all this stuff? I mean, I know I need to learn all this stuff, but I'm like, I've been doing this and learning along the way, and you know, when YouTube started blossoming, you know, there's tutorials all over the internet, so it's like I could learn this on online.
You can learn
stuff.
Anything.
We were just talking about that. YouTube has a how-to video for everything. You want.
Anything. Everything.
Well, that's the thing. I have Photoshop, and as soon as I don't know how to do something, I just go to YouTube, and I'm like,
"You'll find it."
Like, how do I do this in Photoshop?
Yeah.
I did literally type in like a 15-word question, like, "How do I highlight somebody's eyes and make the color pop out differently than the background color, even if it's the same color?" Question mark. And then like a video verbatim pops up with that title, and does exactly what it's crazy.
It is a pretty priceless resource for lots of things and lots of people.
Yeah,
it's funny. That reminds me of my mother, who's finally like semi-computer literate.
Yeah.
She gets on Facebook now, but she also knows how to Google. And it's like, Ma, I swear, if you could just, whatever you want to know or find, just put it into Google and they'll find it for you. And YouTube, I mean, it's the same company, but but in a way, it's like...
It's its own search engine.
And it's almost more... I don't know.
Accurate?
than the whole internet. But for what you need... Yeah, you can find whatever you need, a video for it.
Yes.
It's crazy.
Yep. How do I change a spark plug on a 1962 Lincoln engine-powered lawnmower? Everyone's like, does that even exist? Well, I have one, and I need to know how to change a spark plug. And sure enough,
somebody else
some
has
guy
one too.
That shows you how to do it. But yeah, YouTube's crazy for that. So were you always wanting to do like YouTube videos? Because I know like you have a pretty big internet following now, or was it more of like a not YouTube based?
That just came naturally because it was a platform for us to put our content and have it seen. So,
you used to do stuff with like Mega 64, right?
Yeah. I'm a regular guest, and
it
and
blows
a bunch of
my
stuff,
mind
yeah.
that they're like super famous.
I know, and they're
with
like,
who
they
now?
Live,
say that again. I'm sorry,
Mega 64. Yeah. They work with Dallas. Dallas has been in a couple episodes.
Yeah, Dallas is everywhere.
Mega 64.
Screw that guy.
Yeah,
they're like the grandfathers of YouTube.
Yeah, pretty much. And they were one of the first like and most successful YouTube sketch group. Groups out
oh,
there.
Cool.
Yeah. And they're video game based, so they do like was it Tom what was his name? That comedian Tom
I don't know. Green?
Tom Green, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Tom Green style stuff and like Jackass style stuff where they incited reaction from like bystanders by, you know, doing these stunts or funny skits. So they dress up like video Solid game Snake characters. From, like, yeah.
Metal Gear, and like, then they go to the grocery around. Store. Yeah.
Yeah. And then they get a reaction from, you know, bystanders. Like, and that's where they get the comedy out of it.
Now, are those reactions. The dudes who do the guy who's in the elevator and he's bouncing back and forth and then he does like a video thing. I don't know. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, you're talking about like the guy that's standing in the corner and then like Mortal Kombat.
Right,
like
Mortal Kombat.
Bystanders.
Right.
No.
Okay.
Same kind of concept. Same. But everyone like does that now because they did it first, 10 years ago.
Yeah.
everything's been done. Yeah. Like YouTube videos are rock and roll. It's like it's all been done.
Because they were Grossmont guys too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I actually met them at Grossmont.
Yeah, that's where I met those guys. Yeah. They probably don't know who I am.
Now, are they making money, do you think?
Oh, yeah. That's their job.
So they're good.
Yeah.
That's they're good. Awesome.
They've been doing this as a job, a full-time job, I think for 10 years now.
Yeah, it's
sweet.
Quite a
while. All on YouTube.
Yep.
Yeah.
So they must have how many? They must have a decent subscriber base.
And then their merch sells frequently.
Yeah.
Now, is this a Southern California thing or is this like all over?
Oh, they're San Diego based.
Yeah.
They're East County guys.
Huh.
But like they're known worldwide.
Yeah,
They've worked with Hideo Kojima, who created Metal Gear.
Okay.
So they worked with him frequently.
Yeah.
And they worked with Miyamoto, who created Zelda and Link and Mario. Also Ken Kutaragi, the inventor of the PlayStation, who I got to play in a skit for his Lifetime Achievement Award at Game Developers Conference a couple years ago.
How fun.
So many cool things. It like blows my mind.
Mm-hmm.
Like when you were... Okay, we're just going to bounce all over the map right now. Yeah. But when you did motion capture for like video game stuff, you're in the Jurassic Park video game.
Yeah, and
like,
Walking
how cool
Dead.
Is that? Oh, you did Walking Dead too?
They took my animations, they saved it. And my friend who worked at Telltale at the time, he's like, "Hey, Jay, we use some of your moves in the Walking Dead game." I'm like, "Oh yeah, which episode?" Like, "Oh, this episode." I'm like, "Oh hey, that's my running knee strike. Oh yeah, that's me getting dragged around. That's me."
So now, do they like compensate you for that then? Since they're using it?
No.
Is there like?
I wish they did.
It's like robbery. Like it's like exploitation.
Could you?
I mean,
it'd be like if
it seems like there would be some kind of like.
It just like retribution. On, like, the initial... like I don't know, like. It would probably depend on the initial contract. Like if you just sign like a flat fee, like
one time use,
and they
just
like lock it up in the studio vault.
Good. Then we're gonna take your stuff and put it. I bet you that with a $1 million lawyer, you could probably get $1,001,000 back.
I was just so happy to be in a video game. You know, I've always wanted to do motion capture, and I got to be in two of the biggest franchises. You know, like Walking Dead and Jurassic Park. So that was cool, you know, and I'm hoping that, you know, leads me into more stuff like that, using that as a resume builder.
Well, okay, so going way back when I introduced you, I asked if your title is stuntman. And so
right now it is
because like that's what I know that you're
that's
like your big thing. Like I know you're filmmaker, actor, director, all that stuff, but like maybe it's just because your movies are so not necessarily stunt based, but
diverse,
like fight choreography and like all that stuff, which is typically looked at as being in the stunt realm.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that's where I went with like stuntman.
Cool, I guess. Oh, you know what? Oh, there was a title that someone told me because I was like, I want to be an actor, but I also want to do the fights. Like, oh yeah, there's a title for that. It's action actor.
Action actor.
Yeah, so it's like you don't necessarily do like I don't do car stunts. I don't do fire burns. I want to learn fire burns. I focus on fights and falls, but I also want to, you know, perform. So it's like, oh, you're an action actor.
Yeah, it's like blows my mind when you post like a video on YouTube with your like GoPro and you jumping off like 3-story buildings. Like, what is happening right now?
I don't know what I'm doing.
I'm action acting. That's what I'm doing.
It's so cool.
Yeah.
So where did that? Where did the fight choreography end? Did you do like martial arts when you were a kid, or no? Did you just like kind of make it up as you went, or like are you quote trained end quote?
I actually started my martial arts training at 21.
Okay,
yeah, so very late.
Nice.
Yeah, I've always mimicked. I was a mimic, and then I finally took classes when I could afford it myself, and I did taekwondo which is a Korean martial art. It's mostly kicking based. I did that for 3 years until I just quit. And but I also picked up techniques from friends who are martial artists, like boxing and Muay Thai, wrestling.
So how much of the actual training goes into the fight choreography, or is it just...
A lot of it.
Okay. Because, yeah, like, you were doing fight choreography before you took any martial arts classes, so was it just more of like a... Like, back and forth with your other actor, like, okay, and then I'm going to punch you like this,
yeah,
and then, like, you have to, you know, fade to the right, and then, yeah, so...
Yeah, it's just mimicry, really, then, you know, learning the techniques later on and just watching a lot of videos and being a martial arts nerd, you have a vocabulary of techniques and from a gamut of different styles, and you just kind of... put it together and figured it out, trial and error, and
it's just
becomes,
it's like a dance.
Yeah.
Well, much. And like, you know, it's like cliche or corny or whatever when, you know, you talk to an actor or somebody in the performing arts and they're like, you know, you're never a master, you're always a student type thing. You're always trying to learn something new. It seems like for your line of work, that's much more open to learning new things, like, you know, where it's like, okay, well, now, you know, I can take a boxing class, or now I can take a jiu-jitsu class, or now I can take this. And then because you have this wealth of knowledge, it's almost like an MMA for movies instead of just like, where it's like, you know, somebody like Jack Chan, who just kind of like revolutionized like the prop, like what are those called?
Yeah,
those
like prop
Like when he uses like a bottle as a weapon, like what's that called?
It's just improvised weaponry, I guess.
Yeah, because he would just use he's like
fighting chair and like do it 80 different ways.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then like roll over and like picks up like a purse and like all of a sudden the purse turns into like nunchucks and like all it's like what? So it's just this crazy like. Yeah, I don't know any of the
well.
Right
it all derives. It all derives from the silent film era with Buster Keaton and Charlie Chaplin.
Nice.
So that's cool. Where he got the ideas for the prop work and it.
Dude, some of that stuff blows me away.
Yeah,
like they're doing that in the 30s, I think, or 40s
yeah,
or something.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Oh my god.
Oh yeah, like climbing up the sides of buildings. Like
yeah,
Buster,
that's
Buster,
yeah, parkour.
Buster Keaton's
or the big
like,
A-frame falling and like standing still and it falling like right around you. You're like, jeez Louise.
Yeah.
You see like, the force. Or the or all the classic Buster Keaton literally out the window and over the
climbing on ladders that are like hanging over the middle
the
of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's so crazy.
And the train. So cool. Isn't there something about a train and they crash a big train? Something like that. I could watch all that stuff for forever. That's cool. So do you have I almost want to say it would probably be Jackie Chan, but like a hero for stunt work and action work like that.
Action acting.
It definitely is Jackie Chan.
He's got to be the standard bearer, I would think.
Yeah, because he's done it all himself. You know, he's the epitome of DIY. You know, do it yourself. Because he's also a director, writer, producer. You know, he provides the budget. You know, he pays the insurance because he's blacklisted on planet Earth. You know, basically
he is.
No insurance company would
insurance wise
yeah insurance
like...
wise no like no company he's blacklisted everywhere from insurance companies.
Is that just because like the crazy stuff that he wants to do?
Yeah, because like he's high risk, like he's, you know, because of the stunts he's done over the years, like and the stuntmen under his
stunt team. You know, and he dies every 6 months according to the internet.
But like watching his movies, there's always like the not gag reel, but
bloopers?
I guess it's the gag reel.
Yeah.
At the end of the movies, where it's like he's trying to jump through a subway window that's like just enough for him to fit, and he just goes for it like 8 times in a row, and it's like, good lord, like that's gotta hurt.
Yeah.
And it does. Like,
and some of that looks like, you know, the classic, I need adrenaline to do something, you know, to live. Do you have a lot of that, do you think, yourself? Because some of that just seems crazy.
Like you think he's like an adrenaline junkie?
No, definitely
not. Is that
what
you're trying to get?
Well, I think that like Jackie Chan probably is. To do these stunts and do them so recklessly. I mean, clearly he's a pro and he's very good at it. But
I would think it's more of like an entertainment junkie. And the adrenaline just kind of has to come with it if that's your like line of work. I don't know.
Maybe.
Or just has that sense of bravery about him, like that's unparalleled.
Yeah. Or foolishness. One of the two.
Yeah, one of the two. They kind of go hand in hand, right?
So that's cool.
Is there, so if right now some like big studio was like, hey, we want to put you in this movie as like a stunt performer, actor. Is there something that you'd be like, hell no, I'm not doing that? Or would you like have to seriously sit down and like consider it?
A lot of things, you know, a lot of things. I mean, despite me being a stuntman, I mean, I focus on, I'm narrow focused. Like I said, I do fights, falls. I would love to do fire burns, but like
that's anything, special training, right?
I mean, specialized training. Like, I wouldn't do car stunts. No, that's the
special
hell out
of too, me. Right?
Yeah,
specialized
training. Yeah. Yeah.
No, thanks.
I would not do car stunts. I'll get hit by a car. I've done that plenty of times. But I don't want to do driving car stunts where you have to, you know, crash it and everything. That's scary to me. Or like any type of, I don't know, like, I mean, building jumps are fine, you know, because they'll put you on wires and stuff. Building falls, I know how to do building falls. So that's,
I can do no big deal. I'll do a building fall.
But yeah, just
you got a building? Like I'll jump off it right now.
That's so crazy. Yeah. Like that would be, that blows my mind. Like even if it's like, how big is the biggest one you've done?
Well, so far it's a 22. Because I
feet or stories?
Foot.
Feet. Okay.
I haven't done anything higher than that.
That's two stories, right?
Yeah. That's what we do at
Knott's. Still, that's a lot.
That's tall.
Yeah.
So you do that like that's like a day job.
Yep.
So tell me about that.
Okay, so I work two stunt jobs, and that's one in Universal Studios Hollywood. It's called Special Effects Show. It's a revamped version of the classic Special Effects Show, except that. This time they added the stunt element, so I'm part of that stunt element. We do a fight, and we do a fire burn. Wait!
Didn't you just say you don't do fire?
I want to. Yeah,
oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, I see.
I prep the fire, and then I also put the guy out. So I know how to
my
do
glasses.
I know how to do. I know how to prep stop, a fire burn. I know how to down. Be safety for that. and at Knott's, I work at Knott's Berry Farm. I do the Frontier Feats of Wonder Wild West show. It's a stunt show, and I play the bad guy, and my finale is a high fall. I get shot, and then I do a high fall into a pit.
Now, at Universal, where is that stunt show at? Or is it always like, because I remember, like, what was the show?
Waterworld. Yeah.
Where are you going with this, buddy?
Waterworld.
There was a show.
Yeah, Waterworld. Before that, it was like Miami Vice or something.
Yeah,
or
it was Miami Vice. And before that, I think it was A-Team.
Huh.
Yeah.
But the stunt show, is that not, that's not in that arena, it's somewhere else?
No, yeah, we're across from it. Actually, we're across from Harry Potter, and Waterworld is next to the entrance. But the company I work for, Action Horizon Stunts, we run Waterworld as well. So
Waterworld is still a tight show. It's funny that they had such a long running like show
22 years
for a flop.
A movie that really didn't do well.
Yeah, the stage show is much better than the movie.
When I first saw that show, and that plane flies over at the end, I about lost my mind the first time. I was like, holy shit, the whole thing is going wrong. Like, this is, and yeah, that was great. Like, I literally, like, I remember my brain just froze for a moment. Like, oh, no way.
I know. I still bark out for that. And I work for the company, you know? And I go backstage and I see, oh, there's the launch. Oh, cool. That's awesome. And we just rehabbed the show. We just reopened it 2 months ago because we were down for 3 months. You know, trying to refurbish everything, replace things, and I think we got a lighter plane.
So that's essentially like a glider that they just kind of shoot off, and then it kind of lands.
Yeah,
it looks fantastic when they do it.
It looks so cool.
It looks so great. Like, it literally, like, if you haven't gone to Universal Studios and seen the Waterworld show, go.
I haven't been to Universal Studios ever.
Oh my
god, you've never taken the tour. You've never seen
the famous tour.
You've never seen King Kong and you've never seen the subway station with the earthquake?
This is going to be a long list, so I can just shorten it now by
saying... No. Let me go through all of them. I need to go through all of them.
I haven't seen any of it.
Jaws, you know? No, okay.
Now you get to see Vin Diesel and The Rock in the Fast and the Furious part of that tour ride.
I need to see that. They had that fire like some years ago.
That's the thing.
Yeah,
and ruined a bunch of stuff.
The main thing I want to do is take studio tour, because like it would just like make me dork out like a like a lot.
And it's great. You just sit in your seat and they drive you around all the stuff and you see a bunch of cool stuff.
I would dork out. Like,
last time I went, it was a lot of fun, and they did
like,
the
look, there's a psycho house. Look, it's right there.
Yeah. And they had a little like Norman Bates character, like
Yeah. Like, one of my friends
chase you. You know.
Yeah. One of my friends does Norman Bates.
I would love
that. That was so. It looks so fun. And so I guess like it's every like 10, 15 minutes or so. Like, mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's I think that's an AGVA role. Yeah,
that's so cool.
Most of them are AGVA roles. Yeah, all he does is just come out and like scare the shit.
Now is the narrator? That's probably not.
No, I don't know actually. I have a friend who just got hired as a studio tour guide.
Because when they do well, it's a night and day.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, when they do a good job, it's like, oh, that's great.
But now Jimmy Fallon hosted, so it's like much less the.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, he's got like a video. Yeah.
So they do that.
Good.
I thought that was a ride. Part of the.
Oh no, that's in Florida.
Oh,
but right. in the studio tour, they have like the video screens in the tour bus, and like Jimmy Fallon narrates a lot of it.
Weird.
Yeah,
I don't know how I feel about that.
But Harry Potter's cool.
What was cool is going to. I can't wait to see Harry Potter. And Andrea, we're gonna go down because you know we have a friend who works there. And she might be. We got to get on her tickets.
You have a lot of friends that work there.
Oh yeah, hey, we might. I might hook you up. I mean, might hook. I mean, hit you up. Hit you up.
I'm a vendor. I don't get free tickets.
Oh, you don't. Okay.
Yeah, we know that road. You can't play on the softball team either.
Talk to
BJ McEvely about that. He wanted to play SeaWorld softball so badly. He was like, "Dang it,
they wouldn't let you."
No,
that's harsh.
Pets people? Nope. Or circ people? Pets are circ because they're contractors. They're not.
Huh?
They're not employees. They can't be mm-hmm. under the same insurance umbrella.
There was no insurance anyway. Like,
sure, there
was. You were on your own. If you got hurt, you were on your own. That's why I quit playing until now. I got insurance, but now my hip is all jacked up, so yeah. I can't play. But I used to own it back in the day.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome.
So Universal and Knott's are the two shows.
Knott's Berry Farm, where Steve Martin started. So that's really? Always a big thing.
I feel like I was trying to figure out something that I asked you, but I don't remember what it was. Anyway, who knows?
Must not have been very important then.
So those are your like day jobs,
mm-hmm.
basically.
Yeah, pays the bills, pays the rent,
and it just so happens that it's in a field that you enjoy.
Yeah, exactly. So it's a joy going to work.
And so you're still are you still full bore into? We haven't even. I can't believe we went this long into the episode without saying Jabroni Pictures. Like it's. My bad.
It's okay. I still do it.
You're the worst, Jared. Yeah.
So, but is that still the main focus, or are you mm-hmm. still are you trying to not do that so much as to try and you know put your resume in audition and do you still do that at all, or is it still
comes
all
hand
on
in
you?
Hand. Like, it comes hand in hand. I mean, like I make time for all of it. I mean, it's part of my job, part of my career. But yeah, I work on it. I work on it often when I can, and I even work on it at work when I have breaks.
Like so writing or editing,
yeah,
or...
all of it.
And how long have you had Jabroni Pictures?
Oh, since high school, so about 2001.
Oh wow!
But and then we've been on YouTube since the beginning of it, which is 2006.
The beginning of YouTube.
Yeah. So we've been around for 16 years.
And you've gone through two iterations of your logo.
Yes, only two.
Yeah, that's
funny
crazy.
Enough. Yeah,
because I like when I saw the new one, I was like, "That's
it's similar."
New.
Yeah.
So tell us all about the time that you guys were on and worked on a picture together.
Oh man, that's kind of embarrassing because like at the time I was, I was in this weird phase in my life in my early young 20s, where I was into the emo punk all of it scene.
Hey.
And then this identity, not crisis, but identity, like just trying to figure out my identity. And so I made this film where I was trying to get into the San Diego Asian Film Festival
mm-hmm.
Because previous years, my films would get rejected. And I'm like,
yeah, it was like your third year trying to get in.
Yeah. And then so we made me and a couple of friends, including Jared,
mm-hmm.
And my partner to this day, Sonny Smith.
Mm-hmm.
We made this film about a mockumentary about me trying to get into the Asian Film Festival by being more Asian.
Yeah,
so
that was
it was weird.
I like the concept.
Yeah, I mean thinking so about funny. It, thinking about it now, I'm like, man, that's why did I do that?
It was so funny. Like, maybe if I saw it again, I would be like, I don't know about this. But like at the time, I was like, this is hilarious.
Well, you know what? When Sonny and I went to Canada, was it 2 years ago? Yeah, we went to Canada 2 years ago. Visited some stunt friends, and one of the friend we were staying at, whose place we're staying at, his name is Alex. He knew everything about our films from now until
back.
Yeah,
stuff.
So he knew about he knew. Well, I was like, oh yeah, what happened to David and Chris? I'm like, oh, they're in a really successful indie band. yeah, and he just remembered all these lines that I'm awesome. Like, oh my god, I forgot about that line.
That's so cool.
And he could bring up a line from a film that I did in 2004, just randomly. But anyways, he had one of the DVDs that I sent him a long time ago, and me, Alex, and Sonny, we watched it at his place in Toronto, out of all places, and we're just like, oh my god, this is so embarrassing.
You were watching Third Time's a Charm?
Yeah. That's what it's called, Third Time's a Charm, the mockumentary about me trying to be more Asian.
That was so
good. Why did I do this? And it's like, oh my god.
I don't know. My instincts say that I like the idea of it. Like, that's a... you know, a socially conscious
it's statement. Relevant, you know, I mean, yeah. And you know, I know, like, looking at it now, I know I could do it better and less offensive and more and just more topical,
mm-hmm. Right,
especially these days with the whole controversy with the casting
with Matt Damon and the Great Wall.
Yeah.
did that come out? Yep. Okay,
yeah, it flopped.
Well, that's dumb. I mean, it's dumb. It's dumb.
I know.
It's super dumb. Like, first of all, it's not a character. It's not like a true story about a Caucasian character.
Historical. Yeah.
It's not, right? It's a character. The character is an Asian character, right? That decided to be played by a white guy.
I don't know. I heard it was about...
I think it's totally made up, I thought.
Yeah, it was made up.
Oh, so it's, the whole thing is fictional.
It's like mythical. Yeah, because they have these like weird creatures, like dragon-type creatures.
Really?
Know? And then I think what I read was Matt Damon's character and the other guy, they were European soldiers who were looking to trade for gunpowder.
It's like Last Samurai, where it's like all of a sudden it's like, oops, now you're the only white guy there.
I never saw it. Yeah. I know it was a thing.
Yeah. But that was a good movie, though.
Yeah, that was good. Right. Yeah, that was good. Great Wall, not so much.
Yeah.
All right, I got a couple movies for you. Just see what you think. Ricky O, the story of Ricky.
Oh, my God. Like, I know what it is. I've never seen it, but I know about the character and that famous, you know, like, head clap thing where the head explodes.
Well, I think this is a movie that, like, years ago, 25 years ago, maybe, or so, we watched it at a friend's bachelor party. And
for the record, BJ's 62 years
I'm
old.
I'm old as a fossil. I'm 78 years old. So when I was watching this, there's a part, for if you're not familiar with it, it's kind of a lower budget kung fu movie, but that I always refer to as gore fu.
Super
like because a lot of martial arts movies are like pew, 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 and there's not a lot of blood and there's not a lot of but this is like over the top gratuitous violence where
people like kicking heads off and stuff
and then gushing fountains of blood
and ripping bodies open, mm-hmm. And so there's this whole part where he's fighting somebody, and then it also has some of these like Akira or sort of like themed things where people grow and they have special powers but they're fighting and the dude's fighting and he punches the guy and then he kind of opens him up, like opens up his stomach.
That's a famous scene too, yeah.
Yeah, and then the guy famously pulls his own guts out and chokes the other guy.
Yes,
yeah,
yes.
Chokes the other guy. And I remember just like, he's choking him with his own guts, dude! This movie rocks! This is the best movie I've ever seen! Yeah, and there's just all kinds of silliness like that.
Choking him with his own guts. Beth Accomando gold mine.
Oh,
she loves that movie. She loves that movie. Yeah. If I'm not mistaken. I mean, I think we talked about it with her before.
I train her son.
But, really?
Oh, really?
Yeah. He's really into martial arts and stuff, and he's a tall dude. He's like Jared's height, and like I've been training him in stunts for a while. And yeah, he's good. And I beat him up in quite a few films.
Nice.
That's cool. Yeah. Every so often, I'll see on the internet you training a video of you training people.
Yeah, mostly women.
A lot of women.
Yeah,
and it's cool. It's cool. You can see them through the video, like getting tighter and tighter and better and better.
Yeah, they get better. And then when I put them in a short film, they're really good.
That's
yeah.
so cool.
Yeah, well,
because... segue into the huge fan film that you have on the internet
oh,
right now.
Oh, yeah, Harley.
Like, mm-hmm. out of control.
Oh, God, I haven't seen this, so tell me about it.
Oh, it's a Harley Quinn fan film.
Uh-huh.
It just hit 1 million views. It's like a...
Hell yeah. Yes!
Now, 1,190,000?
That's dope, yeah. dude! That's Isn't awesome! Like, that's so cool!
Yeah, so cool. I'm really happy about it, and it's regarded by a lot of people as one of the best DC fan films and the best Harley Quinn fan film.
That's yeah. so cool!
Because I've seen a lot of them, and a lot of them very talky and dark. We wanted to go the opposite, be like fun and
yeah, it's fun and
bright
action
and action-oriented. Yep. Yeah, we wanted the action. We wanted to showcase that Harley can fight. And she shows that skill in several comic book runs and in the Injustice video games. So
well, and then was Jackie?
Jackie, yeah,
nailed
Jackie.
It.
Yes.
Jackie Verdura. Look at that.
No big deal.
That's what I yeah. do with my brain.
I know names.
Was she? Was she one of the students? And then, or did yeah. you? Okay, so did you? How did her getting cast like come into play?
Well, I actually met her in 2009 at school at SDSU for a theater,
mm-hmm.
and we had a movement class together, and I know she was a good dancer, and I'm like, and she was really interested in fighting, and we just became friends, and she wanted to learn more of that, so I trained her, and I found that she has an high aptitude yeah. for that skill, and you know that she didn't know, and I just she was interested, so I kept training her, and she liked the training, so we just kept training until. Up to this day. And when I moved to LA, that's where she was for the past 5 years, I believe. And so when I moved up there, the Suicide Squad trailer had came out, and I'm like, oh my God, Jackie has a similar accent. I bet I could have her do the Arlene Sorkin or the Tara Strong Harley Quinn accent. And she's blonde, and you know she could look like Harley Quinn easy.
Mm-hmm.
And because the costume pieces were readily available at Hot Topic.
Oh yeah, just T-shirt.
Buy it, and, yep. put it. You know, I didn't have to make any of that stuff or get a seamstress or yep. a customer to make it. So I was just like, oh yeah, let's buy this stuff. Let's showcase your fighting skills. And hey, can you read these lines and can you try to? And I sent her a couple of video clips of the Arlene Sorkin Batman the Animated Series Harley. Mm-hmm. She's like, yeah, I think you could do that. And when I gave her lines to read, like, that's it.
It's perfect.
We could do
okay,
this.
Okay, Mr. J.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah.
That's
and
pretty
she,
good.
She,
good job,
she nailed
buddy.
It. And we put a little bit of a spin to it. Like, it wasn't exactly the Arlene Sorkin or Tara Strong version, but it was like a mixture of that and her own, like, Michigan accent and also like kind of like the Margot Robbie version mm-hmm. of Harley Quinn. So we got a nice little mix, and it just worked out. And because she could do the action very well, it just sold it perfectly. And she's yep. a great actress, too, so... all the pieces fell together. I'm like, yeah, she's pretty much the best live action Harley Quinn since mm-hmm. Margot Robbie. And man, a lot of people say she's better than Margot Robbie. And I kind of agree, but I really do like Margot Robbie.
So then that blew up like yeah. crazy. Mm-hmm. And then did you always have the intent of making it a series?
Or? Oh yeah.
Okay.
Oh yeah. We want to make more, and I wanted to put Nightwing in there. Yep. That's why I grew out the hair. You can see my mm-hmm. hair. I've never had this long of a hair before. Or since high school, I want to do Nightwing mm-hmm. and put Batman in there. And
now Nightwing is like Robin, like on his own.
Up, Dick yeah. Grayson, mm-hmm. come right. on, it's yeah. adult Dick Grayson.
Exactly.
God, Robin.
His name is Robin.
Robin.
You're lame, dude. You're so lame.
Because like, you know Tim Drake was also Robin. Just yeah, saying.
And Jason Todd. But Tim you know Drake what happened?
The best That's Robin. Cool. I wish
Tim
I
Tim Drake has the best Robin outfit. I should say. Yeah. I love the red and black. Anyway. That's getting way off yeah. topic.
I wish I was more hip on it, but I always appreciate it. I always appreciate it. Like, oh yeah, and tell me more.
Because you guys did a Kickstarter.
You did, or... and this is the first time we've done Kickstarters before. We did two others that were highly successful.
Mm-hmm.
This one was not. We That's asked weird. For a lot of money.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, and it was just hard to get a lot of people on board. Like a lot of the comments, we had over 900. I think it's around 10,000 or 1,000 comics now, but most of the majority of them is please make a part two, please right. make it a series. Like, oh yeah, we're doing it. We're doing a Kickstarter. If you want to support it, we got some cool.
And then nobody
cool
did.
Yeah, we only made 20%, but I think we're gonna move it to Indiegogo, So then we could keep whatever money and then set the amount lower. We asked for 10 so I could pay my actors. That was the biggest goal, was to pay, first and foremost, pay the actors and the crew. They're, you know, like a minimum new media, and get some new costumes and
and some everything you need to make a movie.
Yeah, yeah. And we do it really cheap. And but yeah, it didn't work out, but that's okay. Like I could if I put the amount lower and then redo it, maybe I could hit a more realistic goal. Because, you know, the reason why I put it that much is because there was another fan film done by Isma Hawk, a Nightwing fan film, and they made $30,000 and they only asked for 10. Yeah, I think it was only 10. Bastards. But then they made it, yeah. And they did the same thing we did. They made like an initial concept, and people wanted more. So then they're like, "Oh, we're gonna make a series. So here's a Kickstarter." And they made their goal like by 200%. I guess
is there
that's gotta suck in a way. What is it? What's wrong with me? What's wrong with our film?
Because I know you guys are getting big enough on YouTube. You can go to the YouTube space now.
Yes,
right?
I can now. I could. Yeah, I can now. You have to make a minimum of 10,000 subscribers.
Nice.
And then I don't think total views count, but we do have like over 3 million views across our 200 videos.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Cuz I know, like, do you know of Bat and Son and like what they do? Cuz like that seems like it would be like right up your guys' alley.
Yeah, but they did first.
Yeah. Well, not that concept, but like something like working with those guys at some aspect. Definitely. I don't know. Like, it just seems like that you're like tailor made for that.
But like, we're in this weird purgatory of YouTube, where it's like we don't have a low amount of subscribers, but we're not in a place that
garners
a lot of attention like Mega 64 or Isma Hawk or Bat in the Sun. You know, we're in this middle ground, and we're just, you know, we gotta.
And so then those guys that you just mentioned, they all like YouTube movies and videos is their job.
Is their job? That's all they do.
That's dope.
It's crazy.
That's so cool.
It is cool.
Yeah, yeah.
So is the Harley episode 2 in the works at all?
It is.
Or is
it
on hiatus? It's
in the works. Okay. We're probably gonna shoot for a fall shoot date because the summer high season for our jobs. Yeah.
Yep.
You know, tourism and theme parks. Yeah. They require us to have full availability. So yeah, most likely in the fall. And we do have a script, and we have actors, friends that are lined up that really want to do it. So cool. Yeah, we're getting there. It's just we want to take our time on it and make it good.
That's awesome.
So now clearly you have not expectations, but you have goals of
goals.
Doing great stuff and big giant stuff.
Absolutely.
Do you find yourself, I would hope anyway, during these days, like today, and you go to work and you're like doing stunt shows and just appreciating the ride?
Yeah.
Like, dude, I do this. This is my job.
This is my job. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I'm like, I want to keep doing this, but, you know, my body's just like,
it's gotta be, it's like a professional athlete. You know, you only got a big enough window. I say that, but
yeah,
but, Jackie Chan's been doing it for forever.
Yeah, and he's a multifaceted, you know, professional too. So they're like, you know, for me, when stunts become not an option, then I want to direct or act, because like I love doing those.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's, I don't say like a fallback, but that's I'm always working on it anyway. So if one thing falls, I'm still here. You know, I'm still doing the same thing. Just not doing crazy stunts anymore, just maybe fighting.
Do you have like a feature script that's you're just like,
oh yeah,
where it's like, this is my
somebody to look at.
This is my feature, like,
yeah. Because I have an idea.
You guys do a lot of short films, like you do a lot of short films and things
it's
like
easier.
That. But do you have like your feature that you're like, this is my
I'm just waiting for somebody so I can slip this somebody to the right person. I see the right person to see the script.
I want to do it independently.
Yeah.
And, oh yeah.
Not self fund, but like, you know, get investors or like people I'll probably do another Kickstarter. But yeah, I have something that I've been wanting to do for years. But you know, I don't think I could write it myself. I need a professional script writer, and luckily my roommate, he has a master's in screenwriting, so he helps me out and stuff. We've been brainstorming whenever we can and making outlines and try to, you know, get it going. But it's tough, especially when you have, you know, two jobs and a YouTube channel. But yeah, that's definitely the big, big, big goal.
That's awesome.
And I'm a huge fan of Edgar Wright, so I want to do it in that style. Nice. You know, I wanted that kinetic energy within, like, not only just the action and the performances, but in the editing and the filmmaking style, the camera work.
Nice.
Yeah.
Who's Edgar Wright?
He did Shaun of the Dead and Scott Pilgrim.
Who's
Edgar Wright?
And Hot Fuzz.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
I love those movies.
Who's Edgar Wright?
You know who I was thinking? When you said Edgar Wright, there's like this spoken word artist who talks kind of like this, and he has this weird accent, and it's Edgar something. And I was like, that can't be who you
Probably
mean.
Probably same guy.
Oh, it's the same guy.
We're both British.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, we do kind of have to start wrapping things up. Yeah. And you are, obviously, you're up in L.A. a lot because you work Universal and everything. But you're down here in San Diego.
Yep.
For what reason?
The 48-hour film project.
Now, how many years have you done that?
2009. Since 2009, but I skipped 2 years. So about six times. So yeah, about 6 years.
Nice.
Yeah, 6 years.
And they do it once a year, right?
Once a year. Actually, but they have a sister competition called the 4 Points Film Project, which is online, but you get an extra day. So 72 hours. So we do that as well, but we've only done that for 2 years. The other ones we've done for six.
Cool. And this year, you made a musical.
Yeah, because
how exciting.
Like, yeah.
What?
Well, original. Original? Like, it's got to be.
We amassed a reputation in the community of being the action filmmakers, because every one of that I've done myself with the friends that I've done it with, we make an action film, and so like, because no one really does it, and and they do the martial arts style that we do, we stand out. And then the thing is, the genre that teams dread to draw is the musical.
Oh, you draw. That's part of the competition.
Yeah, we drew the musical, and we were freaking out. And my composer, luckily I have a composer who's really good, and he freaked out because he knew he's not going to get any sleep. Yeah, but he knocked it out of the park. And Jared and I did musical theater with Lisa Drummond back in the day in Grossmont College, but I can't say I'm a good singer, but I don't go out of tune. I just don't have technique. And I'm Asian, so karaoke is in my DNA. I love karaoke. So it was fun doing it. But like we were dreading it on the first day. But then we're like, you know what? Let's just attack it head on. Let's just do it. And we had a good time.
I just saw La La Land, which I enjoyed, by the way. I've seen things, by the way, Jared.
Nice.
I've seen things. Mm-hmm. I would want to work with Matt Davis. Like if I was like had to do a 48-hour thing,
yeah,
I would want Matt Davis like as my composer, like helping figure things out.
Like as a genius.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Also, I want to know, do you know Michelle Osorio?
Yes. I worked with her one time.
I have a feeling I just knew you did.
Yeah.
Like, that's why it was like fun to get you on. Because it was like, because there's so many people that we know, I know.
Or
that
worked
like,
with, yeah.
Yeah, that I'm like, oh, they know him. They know him. You guys know
him. Worked with Michelle on a Left 4 Dead YouTube skit that went really well as well. Also.
Yeah, that's right.
And then Dallas, I worked with him on Film in Diego.
Film in Diego.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I remember. I saw that. I watched that.
Yeah, and I beat him up.
Beat him up.
Yep.
It was great.
Good.
See what I did there? I'm a stunt guy.
I tried that last time.
That was a Jackie Chan thing.
Boom, swing.
So I've always wanted to do like or be a part of the 48-hour film.
Oh, it's so much fun.
Now, being a creator, do you have an outline or something going into it, or are you just completely on a whim when you personally?
You
like
are allowed
when you go there. Do you have like your
a
idea?
Game plan? Yeah. Yes, absolutely. There's no rule against. You know, pre-planning as in, you know, gathering your actors, gathering a crew and stuff. And we do take a look at the genres that are going to be on the table. And we're like, and what we do is like, can we make an action film out of this? Okay. This year there were nine genres. We're like, it's going to be very, very difficult or impossible to make an action film out of. One of them was musical.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. And then we got that one.
Nice.
But yeah, so we have the game plan. We're like, okay, we could do it here. We could do that here. We sort of have an idea. It's kind of out of the rules, but we're like, okay, we could do this kind of storyline, but we'll incorporate whatever the prop character and the line dialogue is.
Yeah, because that's like the three things they give. Yeah. Like, you have to incorporate these things into the movie.
Right? Yeah, you could have ideas, but you can't like pre-script it. So we never pre-script. Like, we write the script. We come up with the story and write the script on that on the first night, right after all the we get the genre and all, and get all three elements. So, but yeah, as far as pre-planning, that's as far as we go. Just
gathering just like the crew. A concept type thing. Yeah, mm-hmm.
Or looking at the genres like.
So when you hit musical, were you just like almost like fuck it, like let's quit?
No. We're gonna be like, I looked at my co-director. I'm like, Mark, we're gonna fucking do this. We're gonna do this. And you're like, yeah, let's do it. Everybody was just on point. You're like, yeah, let's do it. It's just
an extra added, like, this is even more challenging. Yeah. So it on.
Exactly. Yeah. And if it works, then it's gonna be completely different. Probably no one's done it before.
Right.
Like, one of the things I did, and I'll say it now since it's gonna be
comes out tomorrow.
Yeah, it's gonna screen. Like, yeah. Well, I was singing and I take a car hit.
Nice.
I wanted to take a car hit. I'm like, I knew I want to take a car hit in this next film. And then when we got musical, I'm like, I want to sing and take the car hit and then get up and then keep going.
Keep singing.
Yeah. That's I'm like, so this good. Is different. Like, this will get attention, hopefully. Yeah,
it's so funny.
But I had a great time.
Because it's coming out tomorrow.
Yeah.
More to, as you were saying this today. Were you still gonna do it like you guys always do? Were you like, we're gonna make our action, fight heavy,
yeah,
like fight centric film,
yeah,
and just add songs to it?
Yep.
And nice.
Yeah, we made it simple. We're like, okay, this character, he has to rescue his girlfriend, and then he has to get through like a boss and his goons.
Well, and like you guys have a very unique style from what you guys do, and not just fights, but like
the comedy,
the jokes and stuff.
Yeah, jokes, yeah.
Right, very British. Like, because like you put out a very short little like teaser, and like the guy calls you or you're on the phone, and you're like, "Are you singing right now?"
Yeah,
like, you just like call it out, where it's like, "That's great."
Yeah, I try. I'm like kind of. I really gravitate towards the British style and like the Aziz Ansari style of comedy, where it's just you're just calling out shit.
Because
I don't do dick and fork jokes. Like, that's I don't know. It's just not me, and I'm not a comedian.
It's tired.
Yeah, but I'm into the physical comedy and just being irreverent and. Pop culture style references, so that's what makes it funny for us. And this character that I play, I've played this character 5 other times. So if you watch all like the 40-hour film project videos that we've done, our character has a journey.
Nice.
He becomes in the first one he's a slacker, and then throughout the series he becomes a confident superhero.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So every they're obviously standalones, but like if you watch all of the 48-hour ones, anyway. Mm-hmm. It's a series as well.
Yep, that's so cool. And then we have
do other teams do that kind of same thing or
no? Well, I think we're the only one.
That's so cool.
Yeah, and we also have characters that like the characters that were required. We sometimes have them jump into the current films, like, and then that's what get people remembered. Like oh my god, that's Greta Greenberg from the 2013. Oh, nice. She's in the 2016 movie. Like, that's they so get cool. this. They get this, and it really jumps their that's imagination cool. and stuff. So that's how we make ourselves more memorable.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, and then can people see the film? Is it like a big screening or private screening?
No. Yeah, they'd have to get the tickets online. Oh, right. Yeah. But yeah, it's going to be tonight because I'm sure this is what this
right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we're screening for the public.
Nice.
At AMC Mission Valley, and then after that we'll put up online.
So now is it yours and several other ones or all of them?
Yeah, there's like 11. There's 11 in our screen because they had to split up. There's so many teams.
Right.
So there's it goes on for like
that's got to sell nights. Out. I would think just for all the people. Yeah, who all the people. Watch it.
Yeah, and their families and friends. And right. Stuff. Yeah, yeah. They get packed pretty.
I bet. How fun, though.
It's fun. It's a lot of fun.
Especially the big screen, and see everything on the big screen.
And then people get to vote which one's their favorite. And then, the 12, the top 12 go into the best of screenings. And then there's awards and stuff.
Has there ever been, one of the movies who've, first of all, what's the prize? Just kind of, is it just kind of honor?
First place moves on to the next, round, basically. So they go into the regionals.
Uh-huh.
And then the regionals, so it's basically, in your country,
right.
They compete the best of that country, and then the first place in that country will move it on to Cannes.
So oh, really?
Yeah, Cannes.
Oh, that's awesome.
Cannes Film Festival, yeah. So then the top, I don't know, I think it's 12 in the world will go into Cannes.
That's dope.
Yeah.
So it's a very good chance that maybe somebody would say, I like this, let's make it into something else. Yeah. And then I wonder if that, has that happened, do you know?
Maybe. I don't know. I haven't heard any firsthand experiences, but I know like some of our local filmmakers have made it into Cannes.
That's...
Nice. Yeah.
And they probably... They pay for you to go out there, I wonder? Or...
I think, no.
Even
I don't
if
think
they
so.
Don't.
Like, yeah, it's just it's a good experience. You know?
And the networking and
yeah,
just the,
absolutely.
The people you meet.
And you're like, I had a film screen in Cannes. I mean, that's a great like resume builder or like just, not bragging rights, but you know,
no,
just like,
it's bragging rights.
Okay, bragging rights, yeah. But like, that's one of my dreams is to be in one of the big, you know, three big festivals. Fest. You know, it's like Sundance, Cannes, or...
What's the other one?
I think it's Austin, maybe? Or was,
you said the big two. You said the big,
big two.
That
I'll
I
say
know.
Big two. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. You said three, right?
But, I was sure there's three, but I think it was either Austin.
I just
or
know
it Toronto,
like Sundance, and I know yeah.
Or so. Some. Or
and my, Sundance is only like 20 years old, right? Like it's not that old, like isn't it?
It's Robert Redford's right. Yeah, thing. So it's about 20 or so, 20 or maybe pushing 30. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
But that one's grown and grown and grown.
Yeah.
Cannes has been around forever. Right?
Yeah, and that's the big big one. That's the.
See it come.
Yeah.
Come.
That's a dream right there, you know. But you know, I'm realistic. I'm like, we just wanted to make a fun film.
Yeah.
If it goes further, great. If it doesn't, great. You know, like we're just having fun. It's gonna live on YouTube and you know, like people are gonna watch it.
That's what's so cool.
Yeah.
It is cool. There's such a like a analogy and a parallel to music, it seems like that like you know, I think of like Michael Franti and like making music for as long as he has, that's never really been that popular, but he's been doing it. That's been his job forever.
It has his audience. Yeah,
has his audience. He has a, you know, he's got it down and he gets to do that every day. His job is like go up and do
exactly. I mean, that's the big goal. I mean, having to be able to do that for the rest of your life and not having to find another job.
Yeah. Without having to work.
Do anything else.
Yeah.
I mean, you're still working.
You're still it's working, but you know, yeah, it's what you want to do.
I mean, I mean, I still feel that way a lot of times. Right. It's like, I work, but I'm like, I'm not working. I'm like, putting on shows and like,
I'm having
stuff
fun.
Like,
I'm playing.
I'm having fun. Yeah.
I'm playing.
Yeah. Now, and you're probably with me. You want to keep playing.
Yeah.
And you want to keep playing and make a boat payment. Not just rent.
A boat payment.
Yeah. Not just like, oh, baby needs new shoes. But like, baby needs a vacation home.
Right. So, like, pay off that mortgage, you know, buy a house and, you know, a fuel efficient vehicle.
Yeah. Yeah. You want all that stuff.
I don't need a Hummer or a
while
Ferrari.
You're playing.
I'll get a Prius or something or a sedan. Shit.
Yeah.
That's what I want.
I hope we can all keep doing that for a long time.
I'm sure it will happen.
And just you know, I just like treating my friends out. You know, like
if you have a lot of success, you mean like...
I've taken some of my friends out to like trips with me.
Uh-huh.
You know, because they've worked with me for a while.
You're world traveled.
Yeah. I've been everywhere.
You made movies.
That's cool. I made movies in 12 countries.
Dope. That's so cool.
And yeah, he's like, I'm just gonna go to Japan while I'm there. Why not make a movie?
Yeah. Okay. I went to the Netherlands. I knew a filmmaker over there. I'm like, hey Elwin, let's go make a movie. He's like, okay, I got a script. Me and my team are you know, we're on it. And then when I arrived in Amsterdam, like, dope. They had Eindhoven, like, oh yeah, here's our script. It's you fighting these guys while you're touring and you know going to these spots that are famous in our town. I'm like, okay, awesome,
perfect,
yeah.
That's
power of the internet, man.
Yeah, uh-huh. Well, you know, and what's cool, and I'm guessing that it never gets by you, but you're living the life. You're living the life.
Right now. I'm blessed. I'm lucky. Yeah. I don't take it for granted at all.
Cool.
Yeah. I enjoy what I do, and I'm thankful for it every single day of my life.
That's dope.
Yeah.
Yep. Makes me happy.
And you've won things, like awards, like San Diego Film Awards?
I've won like 9 fight choreography awards, a diversity in film, been nominated for like best director, best actor, you name it. Yeah, it's crazy.
And that's at the actual like San Diego Film Awards.
Film Awards, yeah. I won 4 awards in 2 different years at the San Diego Film Awards. One of them, 2 of them for fight choreography, 1 of them for diversity in film. and the other one for visual effects, because I did like lightsabers
and yeah, fireballs and stuff.
Yeah, yep, yeah, yep. Yeah. So I just, you know, it's just me having fun.
So
you know?
Cool.
Yep. I love it.
It's cool.
If they want to give me a trophy, that's cool. I mean, I'm just doing this for me and my friends. You know, we're just having a good time. We're just hanging out.
That's so awesome.
Yeah.
So where can people find you?
YouTube.com/JabroniPictures. Or you could just, you know, put it on the search engine. Jabroni Pictures.
Is Jabroni with a J?
J-A-B-R-O-N-I-E.
Jabroni.
Yep.
Jabroni. You know, like
The Rock?
The Rock.
Jabroni.
Except he spells that word without a E.
Hey, hey, what do you think about the... I forget it.
Nope. Never gonna happen. Never gonna happen.
One day,
I got I'm gonna sell him. We talked about wrestling one time, and I just randomly asked, like, so who was your favorite, like, ring entrance of all time? And he just started to say something, and I rocked him hardcore.
It doesn't matter!
You cut him off.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Classic. It was great. And I was like, hardcore. I couldn't stop
and
laughing.
He's tried to get me back so many times.
But, yeah, one day, it's gonna be great.
It's never gonna happen.
I believe in you.
It's gonna be great. Yeah.
We could just talk about you, like, I'll you come forever. Back. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Please do.
You did wrestling. He's a wrestler.
Yeah,
he's
a wrestler.
Oh, yeah, dude. We gotta do another wrestling episode.
I was like, man,
Chris Marino.
Yeah,
nailed it. He's in your movies too, right? That's your
I use that name twice because it's a cool name.
Yeah. That was the gunpoint character, Chris Marino?
Yep. Oh, yeah, you were in that too. Twice.
My name.
I wanted to do a third one, but it just, like, so many projects just kept popping up. It just never happened.
Yeah, there was all sorts of fun stuff.
A lot of backlogs of editing that I needed to do.
It was good times.
Yeah, it was.
So check out. Oh, you were going to say.
I was just going to say, that's good. So we've kind of, like, sort of given people, like, a little taste. And, like,
oh, my God. I could tell you so much about my travels and filmmaking in, like, Finland and Germany and, like, my German friend who's now on the Jackie Chan stunt team. Like, I could talk
forever.
That's
awesome. Yeah. That's awesome.
We could talk about that next time in my wrestling career. And
wrestling, for sure. We got to talk about.
Yeah. Fernando.
Everything.
Wait, I say Fernando because that's how I know you.
Yeah, because Jay, I went by that. Yeah, I go by Jay because, like, my parents have never called me Fernando. You know that.
I know.
Yeah.
But, like, I met you as Fernando. Like,
yeah, exactly.
It's not really my name.
It's so weird. Like, when I meet somebody, I'm like, okay, that's you stick Fernando. With that name. Like, that's who I know. Even, like, unless you flat out said,
hi, my name is Jay.
Call me, call me Jay. Yeah. Then I would.
But, like,
you
could call me Jay.
I call you Fernando.
You call me Ray.
Yeah, it's you, Whitney, and Sonny still call me that.
Like the three people. The three.
Because we all met in, like, Grossmont Theater. Yeah.
That's true. But anyway, you can find Jay on the internet. Check out Jabroni Pictures. It's fun. You'll get lost in the YouTube wormhole just watching their fun videos.
Yeah.
You should, watch all of the Jabroni picture film.
Yeah, so it's fun. And be sure and check out, what's the title of the musical, the newest?
Oh, it's called Finest City Showdown.
Nice.
Yeah.
As in San Diego?
Yep.
Nailed it. Yeah.
That's good, Jared.
Now I know stuff, too, every once in a while.
That's what they call San Diego, America's finest city. Yeah, it's no big deal. I just know this thing.
Yeah, nice. So. But yeah, we will definitely love to have you back.
Oh,
but
that'd be
thank
great.
You so much for coming and being on.
Yeah, absolutely. Man. It was dope. It's finally great to meet you finally.
Likewise.
So, cool, dude.
So it's good.
And
good.
If you play your cards right, Beej, you might be able to be in the second movie.
Yeah.
You now know somebody that could potentially put you in another movie.
I got to talk to James Vasquez and say, James, Vasquez. Put me in another movie. Oh, yeah, you're right. James Vasquez. Put me in another movie. It's like, only to after you learn to pronounce my name.
But yeah, thanks again for being here. It was super awesome.
Thank you
awesome.
For having me.
And be sure and check him out on the interwebs. But for now, let's go ahead and sign off. This has been Life's a Binge. I'm Jared.
I'm BJ.
And I'm Jay.
Ooh. Nice. You threw me off my groove.
Yeah, right in there.
I love that.
I'm sorry. Good.
No, you're good. But... We'll see you
on the couch.
Life's a binge. Bow, 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 bow.
Right?
It's good. That was fantastic.
Thank you, guys.